makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the Swellers. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in your last letter, you asked I should write to you more about the America. Well, if there's one way I'm going to surely describe him, it's to say he's always in a hurry. Even if he's got nothing to do, he's the one to do it before everybody else. And this is a make him act a very strange. Yesterday, man is a run over to me in the street and he's a yell, "You got the time?" Before I'm a got to my watch out of my pocket, he's a bought a paper, dropped his change, jumped on a bus and a holler, "Thanks." Thanks for what? Funny thing, it's a make me act just as a crazy. He's holler, "Thanks," and I'm a holler, "You welcome." There's nowhere in the world I'm a see such a rush. In the morning is a race to the subway, then a race to work, a race to lunch, a race back to work, a race to the subway, a race to home. And on a Saturday, when everybody should be nice and arrested, is a big race to the doctor. Mamma mia, you ever see a horse race? Well, in Chicago, is a people's race. Only sometimes when I'm watching the people, I'm a think of the horse knows more of what they're doing. Also, you ask me if it's the people, they're friendly here. How many friends am I got? Well, Mamma mia, Chicago is not like our little town in Italy, Castellammare, where everybody else is a call me by his first name. In Castellammare, everybody's a call me Luigi. Over here, I'm just a plain, "Hey, you." I think the reason I'm right to you so much like this, Mamma mia, Is it because today I'm feel very lonely and I'm a miss you. But maybe I'm a think too much about it. So I better go off to my night school of class. There, with all of the questions and the answers are flying around, I'm going to forget to my trouble.
Well, class, can anybody answer the question? Who said, "Give me liberty or give me death," Mr. Horowitz?
No, it wasn't Horowitz.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Well, Mr. Horowitz, you said, "Give me liberty or give me death."
And I studied my lesson so hard last night. I even kept my little boy, Seymour, he should help me. Was it Thomas Jefferson?
No.
Alexander Hamilton?
Uh-uh.
Samuel Adams? Paul Revere? George...
Horowitz, please leave somebody to start the revolution.
Thank you, fellow. You can have liberty or death. Just give me a smile.
All right, Mr. Schultz, that'll be enough out of you. Mr. Basco, you may answer the question.
Miss Bulling, please excuse me. Do you mind if you repeat it? I was not listening before.
Oh, Mr. Basco, evidently your mind isn't on your work today.
Yes.
Miss Balding, I have been quietly sitting back and noticing the lack of attention my colleagues pay to their studies. Fortunately, I remain as a shining example that your efforts are bearing fruit. And I will be real glad to answer the question.
Well, listen to him. The mental giant is the pygmy personality.
Mr. Schultz, class, I'm really very disappointed in you today. I don't... Mr. Basco, you're still not paying any attention.
Excuse me, Miss Bulling. I'm trying very hard tonight, but...
Luigi, is something wrong? You look a little pale.
Maybe you're not eating right, Luigi. You know what they say? We are what we eat.
Tim, what must I look like? I had a hamburger for lunch.
Don't you feel well, Mr. Basco? I'm sorry I didn't know that.
No, Thank you, Klaus. But is it not the food that bothers me? Is it well? Well, I'm ashamed to say, but I'm starting to feel a little lonesome.
Louis, that's almost 2 years since you saw your mama. Hmm?
Yeah.
You're very young, Penny. I know your poor teeth, Luigi. When air first came over, before I had enough money to send for my family, sometimes air too felt lonesome.
You know, there must be many ways of meeting people, Mr. Basso. Why don't you join some social group or dancing club?
That's a good idea. After all, you know, the toughest thing is to be a bachelor. I remember how it feels to go home alone every night and zip and look at four walls.
That's different if you're married.
Sure, now I got 3 rooms and I come home, my wife runs out to play canasta, and I sit and look at the 12 walls. Smile, Luigi, you are not so bad off.
Maybe I'm not.
You're a big help. Luigi, I would gladly ask her to come home with me, but it so happens that tonight I got to run right to my meeting. You know, the Odessa Young Men's Benevolent Society. I'm the president and...
No, thank you. Thank you, Horowitz, but I'm no baby.
Luigi, you know I go to work after class. If you want to help me deliver the news.
Well, it's very nice of you, Austin. No, I think I go home to sleep.
Luigi, you know I would say come and sleep with me and my happy little family, but it so happens my apartment is being painted.
Oh.
You see, there's 10 in the family, and we got it exactly 10 paintbrushes. Well, there must be something you can do.
Mr. Basso, what about Rosa?
Miss Spalding, he may be alone, but he don't want to be with a crowd.
Not tonight, I'm even willing to go out with Rosa.
Well, that can easily be arranged, Luigi. You're so patient against Mr. Spalding.
Yeah, like just letting him see you. Yeah, that's it, Luigi Rosa. Your troubles are over. Smile! We all get it a little moody sometimes, but like we say in the delicatessen business, don't worry. The things that look darkest today, tomorrow we cover up with a little mayonnaise.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pastrati. I'm just got it back.
Don't talk so much. I'm trying to think.
Huh? Hey, what are you doing with this spaghetti palace? Moving things around like
please,
you...
Please, shut up.
All right.
Now, let me see. I think I'm going to change your breadsticks. These look too nibbled on.
Pastrati,
this little table, I'm going to put in there the cash register. Oh. In case anybody tries to sneak out without a pay, and I got to be trapped.
That's very funny.
I got it, I know. I'm going to take off for the old wallpaper and hang up a lot of pictures about the desert. That's going to make the customers thirsty. They're going to order more wine.
That's a good idea, Pastrati. Also, you could...
Please, the place I'm a consecration.
All right.
Now, I'm going to take the electric bulbs away from the tables, and I'm going to put the candles. That's to give the place a fine atmosphere and to cut down my electric bill.
Pepper Sweaty, I'm a good idea for you.
Nobody's asking of you. Now, should I get a new chair? Nah, I put a slip covers on the old slip covers. My ashtray is almost all stolen. Better make a trip to some hotel lobbies and get it some more. Maybe I'm going to print up a book of matches. Yeah. Each at the Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace, the 23 North, the Halstead Street, are specially low prices. Special family rates if you all come together.
Yeah, that sounds good, Pasquale.
Luigi, will you go home, please? Can't you see tonight I'm a busy?
Well, Pasquale, maybe I can stay here and help you a little bit tonight. Look, here, I'm going to move this table over for you.
Luigi, if you don't go home now, I'm going to count till it's 10 and kill you by 7.
Pasquale, I'm sorry. I go now. Was it just that I was just feeling lonesome and I was just to feel like I want to talk?
Talk? There's only one subject I'm interested to talk about.
I'm willing to talk about that subject.
It ain't a politics, the money, or moon pictures.
Joyful?
Hoo-hoo, how you hit that jackpot.
All right, Mr. Scotty, come on, I'll let you talk.
You sure you want to talk about a roast?
Sure, I'm sure.
Which, let me feel you have. You must be sick.
No, I'm not, sir.
Ah, you're just a teasing of me. I suppose you're going to tell me how fat she is.
No, I'm a bit of thinking. Fat or skinny is all the same. Is it the personality? That's what it counts to with a girl.
You look like a Luigi. You act like a Luigi. You sound like a Luigi. Would you put them all together tonight as to come out Xavier Cougar?
Daddy, well, what's the difference if I start it? I'm feeling a very lonesome, and I'm a think maybe tonight I could take a girl just for a walk in a park. There is something.
Ooh, that's wonderful, Luigi. Look, Ross is in the kitchen. Why don't you go in yourself and ask her?
All right, sir. I'm going to do that tonight. Ross?
Oh! I thought you were a mouse.
I scare you?
No, I like mice.
Is it nice tonight or tonight, sir?
I don't know. Should I go outside and look?
No, stay. Arosa, how you would like if we should go for a walk in the park? Huh? Just a minute.
Oh, I'd love to, Luigi.
Good.
But not tonight. The butcher's son, Harold, is taking me to a midnight show.
Oh.
I gotta go, Luigi. You know, business. Carol's father gives Papa the best cuts of meat.
Yeah, that's it. Well, all right, just thank you, Rosa.
Well, how you make out, a little banana nose?
No good. Rosa, she's got a date for tonight.
Oh, yes, Harold. Well, Luigi, that's the business.
Yeah, I know. Best to cut to the nature.
Well, don't get it so sarcastic. After all, it's only tit for tat. You turn me down so many times.
All right, Professor.
So what, Luigi? There's plenty of fish in the lake. You want another girl?
Yeah, how?
Go jump in the lake. Good night, Luigi. Be happy.
Good night, the first fire. I'm happy. Ha-ha.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal treat for your whole family to enjoy. You can give it to youngsters between meals without worrying about spoiling their appetite. And you can enjoy it often every day yourself, because it's never rich or heavy. Remember, too, chewing Wrigley's Spearmint is good for your teeth and aids digestion. So for a long-lasting taste treat and a healthful chewing treat all combined into one, get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum next time you go shopping. Wrigley's Spearmint. Helpful, refreshing, delicious. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
That's the night, Mamma Mia. I'ma try to go to sleep early, but I'ma couldn't sleep. Was a big emptiness inside of me, like when you're hungry. Only the emptiness was not in the stomach, was upstairs a little bit. I was so anxious to hear friendly voice, I'ma get on the telephone. And I'ma call up for the right time. Beautiful voice, as you say, it's now 12:30. It's now 12:30 in 10 seconds. It's now 12:30 and 20 seconds. Then I'm going to start to talk to her. But she should keep her right on the talk and listen to me. This is making me very lonesome, so I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to get out of bed, dress myself, and I'm going to start to walk in the fresh air. That's a little better. Hundreds of people. Hundreds of strangers. That's to make one Apache.
Hey, get your paper, get your paper here. Troops shut off.
Mamma mia, I know how they feel. Maybe I'm going to talk to the newsman. He's all by himself. Hey, mister.
Paper bud?
Yeah. Is a lot of troops to shut off?
It's all in the paper, mister. How about it?
How about the what?
Come on, Jack. I got no time to stand around and talk. Time costs money.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stand it. Here, give me a paper.
Hey, you give me only a nickel. I get 2 more cents.
Well, mommy, and now is a sales tax on a newspaper. All right, sir. Here. You think maybe the...
Hey, get your paper here.
Time will cost some money.
A light, Mac?
No, but if you go with me, I take you to my antique shop. I'm going to get lots of matches. I'm a... Huh? He's a keeper right on the moving. Maybe I'm going to try somebody else. Hey, bud.
Huh?
You got a light?
Sure. Well?
Well, what?
What do you want to do with it? Start a fire?
Oh, no, I'm going to want to start a fire.
Well, where's your cigarette?
Oh, I'm going to smoke.
Well, what do you want a light for?
Well, I'm just to want to talk.
Oh, I get it. And you want a light so you can't see who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Huh? Maloney, this is the guy who's in a like of me. Well, I'm going to find somebody to talk to. Oh, there's somebody. There's a look-alike that he's in trouble. Hey, mister, you have an accident?
Accident? What accident?
Why you laying under the lamppost?
It's a free country. I can lay anywhere I want.
Yeah, sure, that's right. I'm agree with you. He's a great, the big, wonderful country.
Oh,
that's...
God, I just don't. Help me up with that.
Not sure, I'm going to help you. Now you can walk.
Yeah, so long. Then, I'll try it again. How can I get through the 3 lampposts? We pay taxes. And how does the city spend the money? 3 lampposts in 1 spot. I'm going to get even. I'm going to get married and have 50 kids. Let the government pay me taxes.
Yeah, well I'm agreeing with you, except about the taxes.
Yeah, all right. Cut it, Buzz, huh? Let's go all drink, huh?
Drink?
Yeah.
You want a drink?
Yeah.
For sure.
And
sure. Right. Hey, look. Look, we got a drink of that over there.
Yeah? Where?
There.
Where?
Is a water fountain.
A water fountain? Oh, no, sure.
Mamma mia. I'm a dinner thinker he could run it so fast. It's just so quiet in the night time. Even the streets, they look the same.
Hey, why don't you watch where you're going?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Here, come on. Come on, and let me help you across.
Thank you, sir. Now, you never know what it is to be lonely.
I know how it feels to be. When I first came over...
I would gladly ask you, Luigi, but tonight...
Be painting the apartment.
Join a social group, a dancing club.
It's business. Fine, cussing me.
Good jump in the leg.
Time costs money.
Get out of here.
20 beautiful girls, 20 the loveliest little dancing partners in Chicago, and it's only 10 cents a dance.
Huh?
That's right, 20 beautiful girls waiting to dance with you.
With With me?
That's right.
Mamma mia, how'd they know I'm lonely?
They can see you coming. Oh. I'll go right in there and your troubles are over.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Are you real a friend?
Hey, wait a minute, neighbor. It's 10 cents today.
What? Here. No, but I'm only got the $1 bill.
Okay, here's 10 tickets. Just hand the girl a ticket for the dance. Right in there, son.
Mamma mia. 20 minutes ago, nobody has talked to me. All of a sudden, I'm a popular.
Hey, movie.
Huh?
How about a dance? The music's just starting.
Moody. All right. Okay, here's my ticket.
Good. I'll hold them all. That's one dance.
That's to the dance?
Uh-huh.
Must have been some music I'm going to hear.
Here we go again. Come on, hold it. Say, honey.
Huh?
You dance beautiful.
How you gonna tell?
Say, in the next one, let's do a two-step, hmm?
You must have been joking. There's only enough of music for one step. Please, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a back of my ticket.
What's the matter? Don't you want to dance no more?
No. Two dances is enough for three is making me dizzy.
Well, maybe we can sit down and talk.
Talk? You better talk? Sure, I'm going to like it to talk.
Fine. Then I'll hold the ticket. It's $1 a half hour.
To talk?
Yeah.
How much does it cost if we just to sit together and keep it quiet?
Hey, what are you, a wise guy? Dance, mister?
Mamma mia. I'm a wonder if she's a carrier mister $1 and a half an hour. It's like I'm just been introduced to a taxi.
Hello.
Hello, and here's the ticket.
You don't have to give me a ticket.
I don't? Huh?
You've never been here before, have you?
You're going to tell her by the way I'm a dance, huh?
No, come on, let's sit down.
Oh, thank you. Here.
No, no, I don't want your ticket. We close soon, and you can get your money back then.
Okay. Do you know something? I don't care if you do take them.
The whole night through.
Excuse me, Anne. I think your watch is as slow as it's 3:30.
That's the way the song goes. 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning.
We danced the whole night through. That's good. Keep it up.
3 o'clock
in the morning. La da 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 da.
That's nice. I like
it. You know, we sound great together.
Yeah, I didn't know I'm a good singer so good.
You know, it's my favorite song. I sing it every night when I go home.
Very nice. Mm. 3 o'clock. That's still late, huh?
Oh, how late. And how lonely.
You lonely, too?
Who is it?
Huh?
How'd you like to be a policeman at 3 in the morning? The milkman going to sleep when everybody's getting up. And you ever hear those disc jockeys? Hello, Mabel. Hiya, Jack. This number's for you. Boy, they must be the loneliest people in the world.
Yes, so many people. They all are lonely.
Because it's a lonely town. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We danced the whole night.
So it's at 4 in the morning to call the police station again.
Pasquale, I already called them 12 times. They don't want the FBI in on this, you know.
They should have convoyed by now.
Pasquale, did you do anything to Luigi or say anything to shake him away?
No, I just told him to go jump in a lake.
That's all.
How was I know he was going to do it? Oh, I was awful mean to him. I chased him out of the store, and he wanted to help.
I should have invited him to come home with me.
Poor Luigi. He was feeling bad in school today. We all knew it, and we didn't do nothing about it. Oh, I got a feeling he's a dead now. What I wouldn't have given was to see that little cabbage push with those two watermelon seeds in her eyes. I would have given...
Luigi!
Luigi, my son! I'm so happy to see you alive.
Hey, stop. Why are you kissing me?
Luigi, we was going crazy trying to find you. 16 times I called up at the hospital, and every time they told me you wasn't carried in on a stretcher, I was heartbroken.
Luigi, where did you disappear to?
I just went for a walk.
Till 4 o'clock in the morning?
Where did you walk? To Milwaukee?
Oh, Luigi, you disappointed me. I thought for sure you was a dead.
Oh, no, I wasn't a dead. I've been walking around the city, talking with a newspaper man, a fella on the lamppost, and I'm a dancing with a beautiful girl. Then I'm a took her home.
Luigi, here's a dollar.
Dollar what the for?
Next time you take the tour, I'm going with you.
What's so funny? Luigi should be ashamed of yourself. While I'm sitting here going crazy, you running all over town enjoying your loneliness.
But, Squally, I'm sorry.
Sorry? You know Rosa had a date. You knew I was going to be alone. So why you left me all by myself when you know how much I hated my own company?
That's the trick, Pasquale. To learn how to be alone. Chicago. That's a wonderful, lonely town. Good night.
I'm going to. Good night, Libby. Your good night, and see you all tomorrow.
Well, back to bed for me. Good night.
Kimmel, what happened? We called the police, the hospital. He's sorry he didn't jump in the lake. I'm out of bed. Luigi's talking in circles. One thing I'm sure of, Chicago is a verschimmel town.
And so, Mamma Mia, my letter to you is finished. It's a lovely night now. And I'm going to think I'm going to take a walk. No, it's not that I'm lonely. It's just that I was in a four houses tonight. Pasquale, Schultz, Horowitz, and Olsen. And I'm going to have a dinner in each, and if I'm going to don't take a walk, I'm going to bust. Your loving son, Luigi Vasco, a little immigrant.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint is just about the perfect pastry to enjoy between your meals. During the morning or afternoon, when you get a little hankering for something tasty, slip a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum into your mouth. Chew on it and get the full enjoyment of that refreshing, delicious, real mint flavor. You'll enjoy the chewing itself, too. That little stick of gum will satisfy you without spoiling your appetite for lunch or supper. Try it, won't you? Keep some Wrigley's Spearmint Gum handy to enjoy between your meals. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Vasco writes another letter to his Mama Vasco in Italy. Life with Luigi is produced and directed by Cy Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music directed by Lud Rutten. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.